What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. Fam, welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. It's your boy, Coach Chance, and guys, I'm super fired up for today's episode. Guys, today we're going to be talking about how motivation is crap. Motivation is bullshit because eventually motivation will fizzle out, motivation will die, and something needs to take its place, and that something is discipline. And discipline, guys, is something that nobody is born. No one is born with discipline. You're not just born into this world as an 8-pound baby and you're disciplined as fuck. And you drink your bottle and you listen to everything your parents say. Like, discipline is a character trait that is formed over repetition, over consistency, over a drive, over having a will and a why. And when you have discipline, you're able to get to your goals. You're able to not procrastinate and actually put things that matter on your priority list first. So let's talk a little bit about motivation first, and then let's get into why discipline has to replace motivation eventually. So let's define motivation. Let's talk about motivation for a second. Anyone in the comments, anyone on Facebook, on Instagram, you guys are welcome to chime in the comments with me. But what is motivation? To me, motivation is a temporary feeling of encouragement. That's the best way that I would sum up the word motivation. It's a temporary feeling. It's a feeling, that's all it is, of encouragement. You're feeling inspired. You're feeling like getting some work done, you're feeling like cleaning the house, you're feeling like going to the gym and starting your fitness journey. But that feelings are temporary. When you get angry, it's temporary. You get cut off in traffic, it's a temporary feeling. You fall in love, not saying that falling in love is temporary, but that initial butterfly, like that beginning stage, like that's temporary, right? Unless you find someone really special like I did, then that lasts. So I have to say that because I know my girlfriend's gonna watch this podcast, but it's true. That these feelings, guys, feelings in life are temporary. Outside of super strong, like feelings like such as love, sometimes like you can be extremely hateful to somebody that lasts kind of a long time. Certain things, I would say that those are more like, that's more of like something that's like ingrained deeply in your brain. But like feelings that come and go, I would classify motivation as one of those, as an anger thing, as a being upset, being extremely happy, like you're on a high, or like, let's think about a roller coaster. Think about going on a roller coaster and you have all this adrenaline, woo, you're going down the roller coaster, feeling good for like a couple minutes, and then it's over. Same thing with motivation, right? Motivation comes and it goes. And if you are somebody that wants to be successful with something, whether that's with a business that you're starting, or with a fitness journey, you want to lose 15 pounds, you want to gain 15 pounds, you want to lose 5% body fat, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever your goals are, motivation is not going to get you to that end result. It's not going to get you there. It might start you out, and it might come knocking halfway through and say, hey, you're motivated again. But what happens when that motivation fizzles out? So now let's get into discipline, because discipline is what's needed to step in and to take control and to take over. Okay, discipline is something that you're not born with. Like I said, you're not born into this world and you automatically are a disciplined little baby that listens to every single thing your parents say. Being disciplined comes from consistent habitual patterns, consistent rituals, okay? So take, for example, a morning routine. I practice a morning routine every single day, okay? This consists of meditation, this consists of movement, this consists of a cold shower. Some mornings I like to read. Listening to motivation has been something that I've been implementing more into my morning routine. And over time of being disciplined with these things, they became habitual. They became something I don't even have to think about. And that discipline of doing that morning routine keeps me motivated towards growing my online fitness business, towards when I was working out, getting my results in the gym, towards preparing my meals rather than going out to Chipotle every night or ordering out Chinese food. Right. So like having that discipline is what's needed to keep you on track to your goals. And it comes down to this. We talk about this all the time, right, Steven? We talk about this all the time in the Relentless Life program, the Relentless Life Academy. Mindset, without a strong mindset and a winner's always showing up, never miss mentality, without that, guys, everything else is going to fail. Your whole body is going to fail. Like, your goals are, you're not going to achieve your goals. You're not going to be the person that you were really destined to be without a strong mindset, without a disciplined mindset. So how do you get how do I get a disciplined mindset? To get a disciplined mindset, like I said, it comes down to consistency. First, it comes down to having your why, that small circle. In this circle here is your why. And then outside of that is your what and your how. So you have why you're doing what you're doing. What are you going to do? And then how are you going to go about doing it? Right? So, Steven, you have a goal to gain another 15 pounds in the program, in the academy. Let's use you as an example because you're here listening on live. And we're going to use you as an example here. Manifesting and believing and being consistent. Absolutely. So, Steven, you know why you want to do what you do. We talked about your struggles. We talked about the guy you were before the Relentless Life Academy and the guy you are now 16 weeks later and the guy now that you want to be in another 16 weeks. You have learned certain habits in this program. You've learned certain things to get you the results that you've got. Okay. The reason why I progress you in the workouts is because if you were to continue to do the same workouts, you would continue to be the same. You would continue to be 180 pounds Steven. Okay. The reason why I progress you in your meals, I don't keep you at 2,500 calories and I bump you to 3,000. Soon we're going to get you to 3,500 and we continue to progress as the load progresses in the gym, is because when you stay the same, when you do the same things, you get the same results. Okay. But that discipline, Steven, having that mentality and that mindset of remembering your why and saying every day, I'm going to wake up at the same time. I'm going to consistently do the same fucking thing, make the changes necessary to turn the wheel to guide me in what direction I want to go. You know, you don't want to turn left when you're supposed to be going straight. You don't want to turn around and go the opposite direction when you're supposed to be going straight. So it's about navigating your journey. It's about being the captain, navigating your journey and staying disciplined, staying rooted, staying grounded. How do we do this? We eliminate toxic people. We eliminate people that have toxic and negative energy. Okay, these things are going to be distracting us. These things are going to be a form of distraction. These things, as I said before, are not going to keep us in alignment with our goals. So having that discipline, when you have that discipline and that motivation dies, if you're disciplined, you will not be thrown off track because you're disciplined. But if you're not disciplined and you're all motivated in the beginning, it's January 1st, woo, let's lose 15 pounds, let's go on this fitness journey. Let's gain 20 pounds of muscle. I'm fucking committed for the next 6 months, right? You're motivated for the first 3 weeks. You're like, yeah, let's go. You're hitting the gym every day. And then something happens. Some shit happens in your life, right? Your kid gets sick or you lose your job or something happens, right? Something serious happens in your life. And now you're like, I don't know what to do, right? I have to now focus my attention and my energy here. I still have my goal here to gain 15 pounds or to lose 5% body fat, whatever your goal is. But now I don't feel motivated. So I'm just going to stay over here and I'm going to forget about this, right? Because my motivation was what was keeping me here. But without discipline, that goes away. Okay, and that's why so many of you restart on the first of the year. And we're going to do a whole podcast episode about this closer to the new year. I know we're still 4 months out from that. We got to get through Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas first before we talk about New Year's. But that's just a good example. Okay, that's just a good example to refer to why so many of you are not disciplined. Is you're motivated. You get motivated every couple of months, every 6 months. You get a spurt of motivation. And that's why you're like, I'm gonna lose this dad bod weight. I'm gonna commit to put it on 15 pounds. I've been skinny my whole life. I'm committed, Chance. Let's go. And then in 3 weeks, you lose the motivation. And then you're asking for my help because you realized that you didn't have the discipline. And the discipline comes down to this, okay? So guys, if you're not disciplined, motivation is not going to get you anywhere. Motivation will eventually die, will eventually fizzle out. So make sure you guys stay disciplined. Make sure you guys are doing things actively every single day to stay disciplined, okay? Practicing habits. I literally, guys, the way I work on my discipline is when I don't want to do something. This is, guys, this is the most important part of the podcast, so listen up. When I don't want to do something and I hear myself, like, I have these voices, and I'm not crazy, I promise, only in the gym. I have these voices in my head, right? Like the devil and the angel, or the devil and God, right? And when I'm uncomfortable, say like when I'm in the gym, or let's just say when you're in bed in the morning, because everybody experiences this. When your alarm goes off at 5 o'clock in the morning, when your alarm goes off at 6, at 4, at 7, whenever you guys get up and it goes off and you're tired and you only had 6 hours of sleep and you want to get 7 hours of sleep and it goes off. Those that are disciplined get up the first time that the alarm goes off, the first or second time. Those that are not disciplined, they sleep in another 30 minutes. And when you sleep in another 30 minutes, what that allows your mind to do and to think is to say, okay, Chance, you were supposed to get up at 6 o'clock, but I let you let yourself sleep in until 6:30. Now, tomorrow morning, when you're in the same situation, it's going to be that much easier to not get up at 6 o'clock. So you're going to push it till 6:30, maybe even 6:35. So what discipline does is when you get up at six and you fight those voices in your head of wanting to sleep in, and you push through that and you immediately jump into a cold shower and you're like, holy shit, I don't want to do this, but I'm doing it anyways because I'm a disciplined motherfucker. That's what's going to get you your results, okay? That's what it takes to put on 15 pounds of muscle. It's not as simple as just going in and lifting some weights and following a little meal plan. Like, anybody can do that for you. Anybody can write you a meal plan. Anybody can put you on a fitness program, okay? Like, there's plenty of fitness coaches or professionals out there that can do that for you. But what it comes down to really is this. Does that fitness coach, does that fitness professional teach you the mindset practices that you need, that you absolutely need to make a transformation? Because without this, nothing else is going to follow. Everything below the neck, everything below the head is all a visual representation of how disciplined your mind is. Okay. So I can immediately, like, if you were to walk in my apartment right now, like, I don't want to say this like in the wrong way, but I judge people, and don't, like I said, don't take this the wrong way, but I can judge somebody based off of their physical appearance. And that might come off as like fake or like whatever, but, and that, like, listen, everybody has their own story. Everybody has their own reason, right? But the reason why I don't believe in these excuses, and this happened to me, Chance, so I can't eat the right foods, or it's really hard for me to exercise, or get up and go and walk, okay? And if you don't have legs, you know how many, I see these accounts all the time now on Instagram, all of these different guys that are paralyzed the waist down or have no legs, and they're still doing these upper body workouts. Like, there is literally no excuse. The internet has proven that time and time again. So if you walk in my door and I see that you have an extra 15 pounds of body fat, I'm automatically going to not look at your 15 pounds extra body fat, but I'm going to realize that you're not disciplined. I'm going to realize that if you're skinny and that you've been trying the last six years to put on weight, and you tell me I've tried everything, I'm going to reply to you and say, no, you haven't. Have you worked on your mindset? Have you worked on your discipline? Have you worked on daily habits that are going to get you in the right mindset, in the right mind frame to get those physical results? The physical aspect, guys, is a direct representation of how disciplined your mentality is. Okay. If that makes sense, drop some fire in the comments. Let me know that I'm speaking to somebody today. Let me know that this is hitting somebody today, that the reason why, Jeffrey, the reason why, Steven, you've been crushing it, so you get this. The reason why, Mom, I see you're in here, you have not reached your full potential, or at least half of your full potential, is because your mind is fucking weak, okay? And I don't say that to hurt your feelings. I say that to wake you up. Okay, I'm not on here to hate on you. I'm not on here to fucking call you out. But in a way, I kind of am, because I care enough to give you the tough love that maybe you haven't heard yet today, that maybe you haven't heard yet your entire life. I don't know. You have your own story. I don't know what your story is, guys. You all have your own story. Okay. So if that's my job, if I can get on here and I can tell you guys it's your fucking mind that's keeping you, that's holding you back. It's you, Jeffrey. It's you, Steven. It's you, Mom. Okay? But come on. You would think it's common sense, bro. You would think that that's common sense, but it's not. That is the real reality of it. Most people, they don't realize that, holy shit, it's me. I'm the reason why I'm not in that position yet. I'm the reason why I'm not making $100,000 a year yet. I'm the reason why I'm not a millionaire. I'm the reason why I'm not able to provide fully for my family. I'm the reason why I can't have another kid because we can't afford it. Like, it's my fault. I'm the reason why I'm a fat ass. I'm the reason why I hate when I fucking stare at myself in the mirror because I'm not proud. That's my fault. You have to take accountability, take responsibility. Everybody in this live, everybody listening to this podcast, the reason why you're stuck in your own position, in the position, the situation that you're currently in, it's your fucking fault. Okay. And I say that because I genuinely care and I want my clients and I want even just, if you're not a client of mine, if you're listening to this, I want you to know I care. Okay. I care about anybody listening because I was there and I know the pain. I know when you're on the other side and that pain of feeling like a fat ass or feeling like a skinny dude, feeling like you can't put on weight, not liking the way that you look with your shirt off, like all of those insecurities that you might have, that you have, because we all have them. That pain, in my opinion, is 1,000 times worse than the pain of getting up an hour extra early every single day, taking a cold shower, getting through that 60 seconds to wake you up and getting to the gym for 30 minutes, okay? The pain of feeling like you're not enough is worse than the pain of actually putting in the work and putting in the reps and prepping your meals and making the time and getting up an hour early. That is worse for me. And I know for you, Stephen, as well, and for all of my clients in the Relentless Life Academy, that is the worst feeling. Because now, Stephen, that you're 17 weeks into the program and that you've gained 15 pounds, you're a completely different person mentally, you're able to foresee a goal, put your head down, work towards it, and even when you get in a funk, climb out of it. I mean, dude, you were in a funk 2 weeks ago, and now you're completely out of it. You're a fucking savage, bro. You are a savage because you're surrounded by winners, bro. You're surrounded by discipline. You, me, all the other guys, you're surrounded by guys that are fucking forming discipline, rituals, and habits. And that's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to is surrounding yourself with winners, surrounding yourself with people that want to win just as badly and just as deeply as you want to win. So guys, that's all I have for you today. If you enjoyed today's episode, feel free to leave a review on the Apple Podcast app. That would mean the world to me so I can get this message to as many people as possible. Guys, there's men struggling. There are millions of men just like you struggling all around the world that I'm inspired to have them hear this message. And I'm inspired to help them through the words of this live stream, of this podcast. So all you guys have to do is go to the Apple Podcast app, click on ratings and reviews, leave a 20-second review. It only takes a second or two. Post it up. And guys, that's going to help get this message to more people. So thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys screenshot on Instagram, on Facebook, post your number one or number two biggest takeaways and tag me, guys. Tag your coach at Chance Galloway Fitness. So I see you guys got some value from today's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I will see y'all tomorrow at 12 p.m. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.